Hello everyone and welcome to episode 14 of Tibble Nibbles, where we went to Tamarind Kitchen. So Tamarind Kitchen is the new opening from the people behind Tamarind in Mayfair. It's much more relaxed, it's much cheaper, which is probably a good thing. I definitely couldn't afford to go to the regular Tamarind. And it's kind of this halfway house between a regular curry house and something, you know, like a posh Michelin star type place. Firstly, the dining room is really nice. Just be aware, it's very dark. But the table we had, I'm not sure whether all of the tables are the same. Our table was very cool because it glows. It's like a marble effect, and then it has lights inside it that light up as well, which looks really, really awesome. There's a picture of that on the website, which you can have a look at. I managed to get pictures of everything this time, which is really good. So there were six of us to go, and we had a sort of a very strange shaped table right at the front, so we could have a look out the window and see the people going by, which was great. The menu split into three in terms of the savoury dishes. It starts off with appetizers and then goes to kebabs and then has mains, and then you've got vegetables, accompaniments and side dishes, blah blah blah. So what do we have to start off with? Three of us shared quite a lot of stuff, so, and bearing in mind this was an extension of the soft launch that was on last week, we had a lunchtime booking last week which got moved. We got moved from Thursday lunchtime, so they honored the 50% off for us to have this week for dinner, which was very generous. What we wound up having is we had appetizers and then kebabs and then main courses and a few other bits and bobs. So we started off with the poppadoms, which are down in the accompaniment section. So you get traditional Indian crackers with trio of chutneys for £2.50. What you get there is like a box of broken up poppadoms, so you don't have to have that person who karate chops them. And then three chutneys. So the chutneys we had were a mango chutney, what I think was like a coriander chutney, and also a chili chutney as well. They're all very nice. The mango and the chili one were quite spicy in terms of hot. Obviously, the chili one was a bit hotter than the other one. They're all really, really good. I particularly enjoyed the chili one, which is something different for me because I'm not a huge fan of massively spicy. So once we'd had those, we then came in for the appetizers. So we had three dishes to share between three of us. We had the crispy soft shell crab with potato, turmeric, yogurt salad and homemade pickles. We also had chicken in pickling spice batter with potato and cucumber salad. And we also had the grilled lamb rump with crushed avocado. Now, after the start of the poppadoms, which were really lovely, I was actually a bit disappointed with the appetizers. The soft shell crab didn't really taste of much, nor the chicken in the pickling spice batter. I thought that just basically tasted like chicken fingers. So they were nice, but they weren't sort of, you know, £8.50 nice for the soft shell crab and £7 nice for the chicken in batter. Having said that, the grilled lamb rump with crushed avocado was absolutely fantastic. Everything here that we had that was lamb was really excellent. I couldn't recommend it highly enough. You can't go wrong if you just go lamb all the way down. After we'd had the appetizers, we then went for the kebabs. This one we didn't have to share, so one of my friends had the trio of chicken, which was three pieces, so medley of chicken tandoori supreme with chili, cream cheese and pickling spices. That seemed very nice. I think I probably did best and had the game platter. So the game platter was tandoor grilled smoked quail, duck and guinea fowl on vermicelli. And I thought this was really, really good. The meats were all very different. The spicing was really nice. And I thought that really delivered. And then another one I had, which I got to try, was the pudina chops, which was spiced lamb cutlets finished with fresh mint and served with baby radish salad. That was absolutely fantastic. If you're going to have the standard sort of starters, main course, dessert, I would advise having a kebab as a starter. They're not very big. You know, you get two small cutlets, you got three reasonably sized pieces of meat on the game platter, but they really are starter size rather than anything else. I would forego the appetizer and go straight for the kebab. So for the main course, we got tucked in a little bit more. We shared between five of us, and actually we had pretty much everything on the main menu. So the one that we didn't have was Gucci Kofta, which is morel, mushroom and pea dumplings in a spiced creamy sauce. So we didn't have that one, but we did have Kadai Paneer, which is paneer, red onion and peppers tossed with crushed coriander. The Alepi fish curry, which is South Indian cobia fish curry flavoured with tamarind, mustard and curry leaves. The Malabar prawns, tiger prawns with sautéed shallots, green chilli, fenugreek and coconut milk. Now, I didn't have that one because I don't eat prawns, but there was also chicken tikka masala, chicken tikka simmered in a smoked tomato and garlic sauce, Hyderabadi shank, slow-cooked lamb shank in a browned onion sauce flavoured with andhra chilli and cardamom, and then there was also dum gosht biryani, traditional lamb biryani with yogurt dips and lamb bone marrow sauce. And then in terms of the vegetables, we had saag paneer, because let's be right, it's the greatest thing on any Indian menu. So we had that. But there were also options to have pindi chana, so chickpeas cooked with onion, tomato, masala, spices, and aloo til wale, which is baby potatoes dressed with sesame seeds and fennel. With the addition of those, we also had some pilau rice. We also had the bread basket, so you get to choose three different naans. So the options are from the sort of plainish naans with plain, butter, garlic and truffle, and they're £3 each. And then you can have a stuffed naan, peshwari cheese or paneer, and that's £3.50. And then there's also the opportunity to have roti or puduni paratha. The roti is £2.50 and the paratha is £3. We ordered all that. There was a little bit of a mix-up, unfortunately, where one of the people had ordered separately and her main course arrived just fine. We also got the saag paneer and all the bread and the pilau rice. And then they asked us, well, you know, is that everything? And we were like, well, no, we're missing six main courses. So that got missed off our order, so they had to go and make that fairly quickly. To their credit, they did do that pretty quickly, and they brought us new naan and new rice, because obviously the other stuff would go cold by the time we got there. So once that arrived, that was a little bit of a delay, probably another 15 or 20 minutes. And then once we got it, the saag paneer arrived with my friend's chicken tikka masala. So we got fired into that and ate that with the naan bread. The saag paneer was really, really good. I was very impressed with that. I thought it was delicious. I prefer the dry style of saag paneer, where really it's almost like a saag bhaji with paneer cheese in it. And it was that style rather than the one that comes with the sort of the creamy korma sauce that you get in certain places. Paneer was really tasty. The saag was really nice as well. In terms of what we had for our main courses, the paneer that we had for the main course I thought was okay. I'm pretty wedded to saag paneer, so anything else would have to be pretty spectacular to top that. I wouldn't order that again. I thought the Alleppey fish curry was fantastic. The fish was really nicely cooked. The sauce was fantastic. In fact, even once we'd eaten all the fish out of it, I took the sauce and just ate it on bread because it was that good. The prawns I don't know about, but nobody really seemed to complain about that. The chicken tikka masala was really, really good. I thought the addition of smoke into the tomato and garlic sauce added, you know, an extra dimension to what you would normally get with a chicken tikka masala. The Hyderabadi shank was also excellent. That comes on the bone. We took it off the bone to split it up between us. Now, I did that with the back of a spoon, so you know, it literally fell apart. I thought that the sauce as well was really good and went beautifully with the lamb shank. The biryani was okay. I had a little bit of difficulty actually finding the lamb in the biryani. There was like a nice sort of crispy bit on the top as well, and the bone marrow sauce was excellent. All in all, I really like the main courses. I think they delivered pretty well. The ones that we had, I think, you know, that I would have again. I would definitely have the fish curry again. I would have the chicken tikka masala, and I would have the Hyderabadi shank, I think, were the best ones that we had. The saag paneer was very good. I thought the naans were lovely. They were nice and fluffy. They were pretty soft. I was a little bit disappointed with the paratha. I'm not an expert on authentic Indian cuisine. I'm very wedded to British Indian. I literally grew up on that stuff. So that's really what I expect or what I like when I go to an Indian restaurant. And the parathas I've had in other places have been sort of very fluffy, almost like flaky pastry sort of stuff. And this was very flat, which I was a little bit disappointed with. But the pilau rice was super nice as well. So I was really impressed. Having said that, it's a lot of money. My game platter for the kebab for starters was £12.50, which is an awful lot of money. You know, the lamb shank is £14. Now, you get quite a lot of meat with that, but other places it's probably a good 50% more expensive than my local Indian, which also does a similar lamb shank dish that they called paya. Once we'd had that, we had a little bit of a break, and then we went on to the desserts. Now, this is probably the only Indian restaurant that I've been to where I would specifically say leave room for dessert. We had a variety of things. So they do a chocolate bomb, which was really impressive. It was basically chocolate mousse inside a chocolate shell, and then with sorbet and almost like a little strawberry shortcake on the side as well. And with a really great piece of theatre, they brought out chocolate sauce, really hot chocolate sauce, which they poured over the top of the chocolate bomb, which then melted and collapsed in on itself. This was one of the best desserts that I've had anywhere. It was superb. The chocolate was really rich but not overpowering. It was a generous portion but not enough that you were feeling ill, and there was a really nice surprise in there as well, and I won't tell you what it is because I don't want to ruin it if you do wind up going and ordering it. The other things that we had was one of my friends had strawberry sorbet, which I think we had as well and was really good, and my other friend had the raspberry bavarois tart. So excuse my pronunciation again, which is raspberry cream tart with pistachio cake and yogurt snow. I didn't get to try any of that, but it did look really impressive. There's another picture on the website that you can have a look at. What did I think of tamarind? I thought it was really good. Certainly better than the average curry house that you would go to. I thought the actual venue was really nice. It was very nicely laid out. I thought it was a little bit dark. It was a little bit of a challenge to see the menu sometimes, and also certainly to take pictures. Generally, I find that if somewhere's dark enough for me to have to use a flash in order to get a decent picture on my phone, it's probably a little bit dark. I think it was a great deal at half price. Food for me came to £28, which I was more than happy to pay. I thought that was a great deal. Having said that, would I go back and pay £56 for the same thing? I probably wouldn't. I mean, even allowing for the fact that if it's not a soft launch, I don't stuff my face quite as much. So I would probably have a kebab, a main, and naan bread. And I think even then, it would probably be a little bit too expensive. It's somewhere that I would go if I was on a date and I knew somebody really liked curry and I wanted to take her somewhere really nice. But if I was just going out and wanted to go and have a curry, I wouldn't go there. And I think if I were looking to spend that much on a standard night out, I probably wouldn't go there either. I'd rather go somewhere where the quality of the meat and the quality of the ingredients shines through a little bit more. I find that curry, because of the level of spice and the sauce that's often used with it, it's very difficult to discern that you've used really good quality ingredients like I know that they have here. So I'm not quite sure whether you get that benefit of really good quality meat. So I haven't really touched on the service. I thought the service was very good. They did a good job of amending for the issue that they had over the missed main courses. The only thing I think they probably could have been a little bit better on was coming around with the water. We were drinking quite a lot of water there. We weren't really drinking alcohol on the table. So we were quite often finding we were looking around for people to give us some more water. But aside from that, I thought the service was excellent. It was, you know, it was a step above what you would normally expect. And I was really impressed by the people who were there. I thought they were all really lovely. So that's my review. I hope you found it useful. So as usual, the pictures will be up on the website. So that's www.tibblenibbles.com. You can reach out to me via email at tibblenibbles@gmail.com or on Twitter at tibblenibbles. Alternatively, there is a comments section on the website for you to drop a comment in on the post that I'm going to put up. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you found it useful. Stay tuned for my next podcast. I'm not actually going out again to eat dinner until next Tuesday, where I'm going to Holy Smoke down in Wimbledon, but I'm sure I'm going to do an update again probably later on in the week. I've got some ideas for some things around, you know, my favourite places to go for chicken, wings, ribs. So if you have a preference for which one you'd like me to do first, please drop me a line. That's the end of this review. I look forward to speaking to you next time.